This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Carl Pittman, carlforsheriff.com. If you don't support him, even if it's $10, $20 donation around the country, you're insane. And if you live in the Houston area and you don't support him, I don't know. People always want to do something. It's a war, folks, against organized evil. And we have to get good people elected. We are taking phone calls here in this last 5 minutes. Then Ted Nugent, a friend of the sheriff's deputy, is going to be joining us, just showing you all the great folks that are endorsing him. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in California. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Doing props. Hey, listen, much respect for you, both of you. You're both hard chargers. Mr. Pittman, I have a question for you. I'm in Los Angeles County, and unfortunately, I'm with Oath Keepers, and I'm also with the CSPOA. And I've gone out here and I've talked to the sheriffs out here, and I do not get an answer to the effect that I'm looking for. I'm getting a no on that they will follow the Constitution in California at this location.
Well, you're not in America. I mean, L.A. is not America. Might as well be Moscow in the 70s, but yeah, go ahead.
I understand that. I also, being with the Oath Keepers, I served in the United States Marine Corps, and when I separated from the Marine Corps under medical conditions, I did not hand over my oath and say that I was going to give that back.
Absolutely.
I hold that oath to the date, and I'm in uniform right now working on the borders of Nogales, in between Nogales and Naco, as an Oath Keeper, and I get all good signs from the sheriffs that I work with down there. Sheriff of Sheriff Babe, you, everybody's given us good, even the sheriff of Cochise County.
Well, they admit half Arizona's under Mexican control now with the narcos. Thank you for the call. I want to give Sheriff's Deputy a chance to respond. What is your view of the Oath Keepers?
Well, again, anyone who has taken that oath and is going to follow it, more importantly, we can absolutely not participate in any action in violation of the Constitution against the citizens of this nation, period. There are no what-ifs, there's no buts, but we just can't do that because every time we start to negotiate those things away, we lose more and more. So I commend Oath Keepers for doing that. I'm not a member of Oath Keepers, but I am an Oath Keeper also because it's my oath. I am a member of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association that was founded by my good friend Richard Mack.
Absolutely. And again, we're doing Facebook mentions right now, some behind-the-scenes stuff coming up here in a moment. Carl Pittman, carlforsheriff.com, running down in Harris County, 4.5 million people in the county, not just counting the city. So the county is the fifth largest jurisdiction of people in the United States. Really exciting to see constitutionalists running and winning across the country. I want to jam in one quick call from Robert in Missouri. Real quick, what's your point, sir? And we'll get the sheriff deputy's response.
Well, yeah, I'm a former Marine, too. I was locked and loaded on a 5-ton at Camp Las Pulgas when the whole Rodney King went down at Camp Pendleton there. And so, I live a stone's throw from Ferguson. I'm here in St. Louis. They've stripped the sheriffs in my area of their powers. Now you have police chiefs in both St. Louis County.
That's a great final question. Hate to cut you off, but I got to get a response. What about this federal globalist move to get rid of sheriffs and merge the departments? How do you get rid of a state charter that the sheriff's elected? I mean, that's insane.
Well, the only way that's going to happen is the legislators in your state have allowed this to happen. That is the simple answer. The sheriff here in Texas is a constitutional office, which means it is required to exist by our state constitution.
Yeah, get rid of the legislature next.
Yeah, it will, whatever. But I tell you what will happen. Again, we're watching this continued erosion of our country, and there are people that have some bad intentions for us.
Well, it's like TPP and all these globalist treaties that circumvent Congress. Mm-hmm. You get rid of the sheriff, get rid of the governor, get rid of Congress. Just make George Soros God. Sheriff, I'm going to be supporting you for winning that. Great job. God bless you.
Yes, sir. God
bless you. We got your buddy Ted Nugent coming up here in just a moment. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
He's too busy even staying at lunch. He's going to run back to work down in Houston. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For the wild man from Motor City down here in Texas to call in. Ted Nugent's on the road. He'll be calling in any minute. I shot up the bat symbol yesterday and said I want to get Ted Nugent on, and they called us last night, so he should be calling in any time. Ted Nugent on serious censorship of the Second Amendment. Censorship in media. Very, very clear. We're going to be breaking that down here in just a moment. Then coming up, Frankenvirus emerges from Siberia's frozen wasteland. World Bank chief economist warns Fed's delay rate rise. U.S. moves to block Russian military buildup in Syria to fight ISIS. Simply insane. That's all coming up. The Ayatollah Khomeini says Israel won't survive next 25 years after getting the peace deal, and says basically that America's the great Satan. I just don't get it. So that's all coming up. Briefly, one of our most popular nutraceuticals is back in its knockout. It was sold out for 3 months. And I know why. It's 1995. A bottle of melatonin or valerian root is that much at this dosage level. This is 10 ingredients fused together to really give you restful, deep sleep, the key to so much, the key to health. And I challenge you. You're not groggy when you wake up from it. At least I'm not. Again, it's got a 4.8 review out of 5 stars, unheard of at Power Reviews and other third-party sites at InfoWarsLife.com. So Knockout is back in stock, and your purchase helps fund this operation and the reporters and the nightly news and the satellites and all the rest of it. In our tireless defense of the Republic and the guest and the info that we promote here. So thank you. It's a win-win, high-quality products, and you support the broadcast. Finally, it's back in a limited supply of Liver Shield to do the gallbladder cleanse, and we've got experts on how to do it. It's very easy to do, a 6-day cleanse where you just do Liver Shield by itself, and it detoxifies a lot. InfoWarsLife.com. That's going to sell out the next day or two because we only got a limited supply in. It's so hard to make, to concentrate the herbs, to get the organic herbs. We have a week or two supply left, depending on how it sells, of the deep cleanse that cleanses the whole body. Simply amazing with all the toxins in our environment. It's so important to cleanse the body. So it is key that you continue to support the InfoWar with the high-quality products. We have a new shirt that is a bestseller. We printed some up right here in America 2 weeks ago. They sold out. So the truck just arrived from our factory yesterday with an even bigger order in all sizes of Hillary for Prison 2016. Now, this has been going on for 6 months, but we just jumped on the bandwagon, made our own shirt, and Joe Biggs wore his out downtown last weekend. People went crazy supporting it. Some people didn't like it. I'm going to go downtown the next few days wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt as well. On the back, it says Legalize Freedom, InfoWars.com. So it is certainly a game changer. Now, joining us via the telephone is the one, the only NRA board member, multi-platinum artist, the Motor City Madman, transplanted down here to Texas, and we love it. That's Ted Nugent. And we just had on Deputy Pittman, who he's endorsed for sheriff down in Harris County, on with us as we fight to take back our local governments and to defend the Second Amendment. But the reason Ted Nugent is joining us, TedNugent.com, is I was aware of this a few years ago, but I wasn't aware of how widespread it was. I have a lot of friends with History Channel and Discovery Channel shows. I myself host several shows on History Channel and Discovery Channel dealing with unsolved mysteries, America's Book of Secrets. I've been a guest host of Brad Metzler's show on America's Secrets as well. I mean, I'm on currently 5 shows on History and Discovery. I can't talk about Inside Baseball because you have to sign basically non-disclosures when you're part of these shows. But I've been part of gun shows that were produced back when Sandy Hook happened, and they know the hottest shows on History and Discovery, hands down, are stuff like Duck Dynasty, which is, of course, on A&E. I was also offered, and I know that some top folks are involved in it, in a show to replace Duck Dynasty. So they know that is the top show on any channel, A&E, I don't care what it is. You want popular, libertarian, constitutional, John Wayne, guns, rock and roll, freedom. It's what America is. Everybody watches it, black, white, Hispanic, liberal, conservative. And I know, and we're going to Ted Nugent here in a moment, but he just joined us. I know what he's saying is true because I have experienced it with a whole separate show that they wanted me to host. And I said, I think this will be canceled. I've seen it before. I'll be a guest, and if it gets picked up, then I'll be a regular on it because I'm too busy. And sure enough, they shot a TV show for one of these networks of high-powered guns, you name it, stuff blowing up, cars, jumping things. I mean, super exciting. And guess what? They didn't air it, even though it cost $4 million to film 6 episodes. Okay, so I'm giving you some inside baseball. I'm not going to say anymore because I don't want to get sued. Now, Verizon TV drops the Sportsman Channel, their most popular channel. And Ted Nugent is exposing it. This is part of killing the culture. I have a London Telegraph article. The new James Bond is lectured in the new novels, and not this movie but the next, by women and, quote, gays the whole time. Well, I'm not against women and gays. The point is, everything is a socialist brainwashing message now. And so if they can't beat you, they just shut you off. See, you don't get ratings and become the top show. You get ratings and you get thrown off TV. Or you get SWAT teamed like Ted Nugent has when he does his shoots by local socialists. So I'm going to shut up now and give him the floor and skip this network break. I can't help it. Joining us is Ted Nugent to break down some of this. But I wanted to give you some background here that I have experienced this and others I know have experienced it. That they don't want libertarian or pro-America messages or conservative messages on television, even though it's a big hit. Ted Nugent, am I accurate?
Absolutely, Alex. I bring you freedom-drenched and freedom-threatened greetings from the beautiful hill country of Texas. And I'd just like to shout out loud and proud, Hillary for prison 2016.
Absolutely, brother.
Yeah, you gave a wonderful, as always, accurate background to one of the issues. I mean, my God, Alex, the number of freedom abusing, freedom destroying, fundamental transformation, abuse of power and corruption and fraud and deceit and anti-Americanism that runs amok in this country from the president on down. It breaks the hearts of good Americans by the hour across this country. So the main point of my phone call today, obviously I'm high on elk meat right now because my son and I just got back from Colorado, where I'm celebrating the natural instinct of the hunting season. But I have to earn that joy and that positive, that buoyancy, that American, you know, we the people dream. I have to earn it by exposing the bad and the ugly, as you do every day, in order to celebrate as much good as possible. What Verizon has done is they have taken the Sportsman's Channel that has more than three times, what I understand, many, many times the ratings of, shall we say, Al Jazeera. Boy, there's a real pro-American, pro-freedom voice if I ever squashed one. And Verizon has canceled Sportsman's Channel, which is just a pure, honest, down-to-earth, nature, God's creation celebration of the natural hunting season that culminates with Thanksgiving, where hundreds of millions of Americans say, thank you, God, for your renewable pantry of life-sustaining wildlife protein. And obviously there's other natural resources, but when Verizon cancels Sportsman's Channel, it's a direct result of the anti-gun, anti-freedom, anti-hunting, anti-wildlife, anti-science, anti-Americanism that has infested our media across this land. And I hope people will visit my Facebook, which, by the way, Alex, I mean, I'm just a goofy guitar player. I not only wrote Wango Tango, I actually believed it. I set records with 33.6 million Facebookers off and on for the last 4 months. Currently, I'm down to 22 million Facebookers. But the point is that what Alex Jones, what you represent, what working hard, playing hard Americans represent, what the great Carl Pittman represents, what the NRA represents, what Ted Nugent represents, isn't individual presumptions or hunches. It's self-evident truth. And it's alive and well across this country. So if people want to celebrate self-evident truth, logic, common sense, science, irrefutable evidence, they should visit my website, tednugent.com, and certainly my Facebook, which I'm on in between every morning and afternoon hunting adventure. And I communicate with people that are not just like-minded with me. They're like-minded with truth. They're like-minded that America's fundamental transformation is an engineered train wreck of the only experiment in self-government in the history of the world. And what Verizon has done by canceling Sportsman's Channel is they've just given the toxic middle finger of communism, anti-Americanism, to the conservation communities and the conservation families of this country. And it's another example of you can keep your doctor if you want to. What difference does it make that four Americans were killed because our government refused refuse to provide enough security in a dangerous area, and where Lois Lerner can plead the fifth and go off with a bonus and live life happily ever after, while she intentionally and demonically destroyed other people's lives with the power of the IRS. You've got to be kidding me.
Ted Nugent, he's on fire. And, you know, I forgot earlier in my rant to tell the kicker. I'm sitting around in L.A., as I know you've done countless times, and they're pitching these TV shows. They're talking about the one that just got canceled. And I'm sitting there talking to one of the heads of one of these major reality TV production shows. And he said, listen, he said, all they want is guns and Americana and John Wayne. And he said, Ted Nugent. He said, that's what everybody wants, and the people up above at the networks are panicking. They're saying these libertarians, these conservatives, these crazies are taking over. The bitter clingers are taking over. I'm having this repeated to me. So no matter if it kills these networks, we've got to shut all this down. So I guess you're the last to fall, because they will not produce gun shows now. They will not produce hunting shows now.
And, well, here's the beautiful thing, and this, I know you love me, Alex. I feel the love, you know. But the real reason, you don't even know the real reason you love me. And the real reason is because Ted Nugent's Spirit of the Wild has been the number one hunting show in the history of the world for 24 years.
No, I know.
Our channel, even though everything I say, everything I do, everything I show, everything I celebrate with maximum enthusiasm on Ted Nugent's Spirit of the Wild every week for the last 24 years drives the liberals back.
No, I know. Even so they would destroy themselves.
They hate that I celebrate firepower. They hate that I celebrate self-defense. They hate that I celebrate backstraps and venison and renewable protein. But they can't mess with it because my ratings crush them.
So they've got to cancel it outright, which now you'll just do your own thing or go somewhere else. That's what I'm saying. Is this desperate attempt at censorship and banning the word father and mother and boy and girl? I mean, they're doing it in schools. Is this their death rattle? Because it's just to see these totalitarian control freaks writhing around, so angry that my show's popular, so angry that you're so popular, so angry they can't control us. Where do you see all this? And now Obama openly trying to have a war on police with his operatives going around saying kill police and Sheriff Clark coming out and saying Obama is waging a war on police. What are they thinking?
Well, you know, your question is based on your demand for logic, your logical mind. We have to get up in the morning every day. We have to be productive. We have to have a semblance of personal hygiene in spite of what Michael Moore preaches. We have to be positive assets to ourselves, our families, our neighborhoods, our country, our fellow man, the good Mother Earth. We are driven to do this, and everybody I know does and is. But when you start asking, why would Hillary Clinton not be in jail? The logic probes in your brain will start to fizzle. Because why is Lois Lerner not in jail? Why is Eric Holder not in jail? Why is Barack Obama not in jail? You've got to be kidding me. Why is Wendy Davis not in jail? Why is Wasserman Schultz not in jail? It's because the liberal government abuse, the liberal media dishonesty, and the propaganda ministry known as academia in America today, the big tri-power of anti-Americanism, government, media, and academia, they've got so many Americans in a stranglehold. God, what a great song 40 years later. Anyhow, those that allow themselves to be brainwashed, those that allow themselves to be in a stranglehold, they're getting what they deserve, but those of us who are driven to be as productive as possible, to be as positive as possible, to be as law-abiding as possible, our heart, we cry tears of blood, Alex, when we see a mural in New York that says, save a life, kill a cop. This is the devil at work, and the devil's got voices, and he comes from Barack Obama, where he sides with black thugs every time and always manages to make a disparaging, negative, even hateful remark about law enforcement when Wilson in St. Louis defended his life from being attacked by a monster thug, Michael Brown, And then Obama sends in his so-called Department of Justice with the so-called Attorney General Eric Holder at the time to investigate Darren Wilson instead of looking at the videotape that the thug asked for it.
Well, Ted Nugent, let me ask you this question.
Meets the cuckoo's nest, and good, logical, honest, hardworking Americans are aghast that Hillary Clinton would be allowed to run for any office from dog catcher to the president of the United States because she's a liar, she's a scam artist, and she has broken federal law after federal law after federal law, going all the way back to the cattle futures scam in Arkansas.
Oh, it's incredible.
Claiming that we don't need security in Benghazi, to that her emails are her own personal.
Well, look at Fast and Furious. Let me ask you this. What is the end game? Because it's a bold move through Soros, through the Justice Department, through Nancy Pelosi with her staff members running Black Lives Matter. It's been confirmed it's run out of White House groups. What do they hope to get causing a local civil war and taking angst and focusing on random cops, shooting them in the back of the head? How do they think that's going to get them power? Are they trying to start a civil war so Obama can declare a civil emergency? You're a smart guy, an entrepreneur, not just a great musician. In your gut, what is your spidey sense of Ted Nugent, you know, the Tarzan of North America? What do you think's going on? What do you think he's planning in his last year and a half in office?
Well, it's clear. It's just a cursory review of the Barack Obama heritage proves that he was influenced, raised, and brainwashed overwhelmingly by Frank Marshall Davis,
the Weatherman, all of them.
The Saul Alinsky's and the Cloward Pivens and his entire gang in the White House right now. He's a communist, and every time somebody would say something like that, including me, racist this and racist that and extremist and radical and hater. I'm not a hater. I love freedom. But I do hate slavery. I do hate criminality. I do hate communism. I despise people that would take the greatest quality of life in the history of the world, which Barack Obama is doing. His fundamental transformation, spreading the earnings around a little bit. His social justice, which is such a joke. His income equality, which is such.
But it's not even that. I mean, look at Obamacare. Is a giant scam raping poor people.
Absolutely. The people that vote for him are getting it in the ass more than anybody. I sit back and I go, you know, Alfred E. Newman would not have published this in Mad Magazine because it's not funny. It's stupid.
It's sick.
And it's cruel. So I think to answer your question, even though logic has no role in the review of Barack Obama or the liberal Democrats or any of these lying scam artists, the end game is that they believe if you work hard, you're cheating. They think if you save for a rainy day, you're cheating. Now, nobody can explain why they think that unless you have been completely brainwashed in the Mao Zedong, Karl Marx, Barack Obama agenda that we're all sheep, and no matter whether you don't try or you try really hard, you should get the same bowl of rice, and that is anti-human.
I totally agree with you. There was a famous Trotskyite who wrote a book, I'm going to pull it up in a moment, back in the 50s, and that's where we get the term that liberalism is a mental illness, of self-hating, of wanting to overthrow things, but of wanting to control other people. It creates nightmares everywhere, but Thomas Jefferson was a true Renaissance liberal, meaning more freedom. These people today, we use the term liberal because that's the term people know, but Ted Cruz calls them fascist liberals. I just call them a cult of freaks with a bunch of dumbed-down idiots following them who then hate everyone who's got more than they do, not understanding that more wealth means more wealth for everybody. I just don't know where it's going when you got 100 million people on government assistance. I mean, what are they going to do when they shut down all the producers? It's like France has an 84% tax rate. They're collapsing, and their answer is more taxes. Then it turns out the Socialist Party is exempt. Ted Nugent's our guest. We're going to come back and let him kind of steer things. I've been asking some of the questions. I want to ask, what do we do? Where does his show go now, the number one hunting, fishing show in the country? We're going to talk about the election, who his favorite candidates are, what he thinks of the immigrant crisis in Europe, where he sees all this going. Ted Nugent of TedNugent.com. I started ranting and forgot we were going to break. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. You can follow us on Facebook as well and at Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Here I come now, baby.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it is a distinct pleasure to play Stranglehold, one of my all-time favorite songs. Remember going to see Ted Nugent in high school in Dallas when he was packing out crowds of 50,000 people. And now, here he is on the radio with us. And I like Ted. I love Ted Nugent because he's not a coward. He tells it like it is. And that's why he's successful. That's why Donald Trump's successful. People are sick of milquetoast. They're sick of things being watered down. So one thing they do is they misrepresent what we say and what we do. I pointed out that our government had funded Al-Qaeda and it allowed them to operate. Now they're doing it in Syria. Now they're turning them loose all over the world, calling them ISIS, criminals in our government. And the media spins it, oh, I'm saying that you know, our government had bombs in the buildings and ran the whole deal. No, I'm not. I'm saying criminals in our government are allied with radical Islam and Saudi Arabia and allowing it to take over. And I've been vindicated now as the 28 pages. I've had Congressman Jones on. I've played clips of Senator Graham, who's read it. Rand Paul's come on and talked about it. It says Saudi Arabia ran the attacks, and then basically they covered it up because they didn't want that info out. And that's a whole separate area. But now we have Obama trying to block Russia putting aircraft in Syria to battle ISIS. So it's incredible. I want to ask Ted Nugent about that. I want to ask Ted Nugent about moves to restrict deer hunting in Texas, moves to kill private herds on people's own property. I want to get into what he thinks Obama's going to do before he leaves office, this move to block Social Security recipients from owning guns, applying the system they use at the VA to restrict veterans owning guns. This is the last year and a half of this, and they're going to go for broke. And Ted Nugent joins us to cover the waterfront. But listen, it's a big deal that Verizon has dropped their top channel, aired nationwide, the Sportsman Channel. They're not even talking about, you know, re-airing this stuff. They're just talking about killing it. And I've been in the boardroom meetings, not with this folks, but with all the others. I mean, you name it. When I say all the others, I mean History Channel, Discovery Channel, A&E, to the point of when they call me up wanting me to host some show, I just go, no, because I've produced three of them that get killed. I mean, I've been in them. I mean, I've got, and I'm not just saying that. I've got, I am the host on five shows on cable TV right now, okay? Some of them, you know, top on their channels. And I won't be part of it now because they censor so much, they restrict, or they just don't let the show on. Because, again, our culture of America is sexy. People want it. I'm ranting here. TedNugent.com is the website. Ted Nugent joins us. Ted, just getting back to this briefly, and then we'll cover the waterfront and take some calls, and you can cover all these other issues. But and tell us the next shoe to drop in your view. But how do we protest this? Do we drop Verizon phones? Do we call them? Or do we just support where the channel goes or other pro-gun type programming? I mean, how do we respond to them? Basically, it'd be like if you're a NASCAR champion, they just blow your car up right when the green light turns on. I mean, they're just not letting us on the racetrack. How do we respond to this type of rigging stuff?
Well, it's great that you ask how we respond, because I think the real curse, the self-inflicted scourge in America today, isn't necessarily the lying scam artists of Barack Obama and Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton at all. The real horror, the real engineered, self-inflicted suicide of the American dream came from none other than we the people. We the people who failed to realize that in order to earn an experiment in self-government, in order to earn your American dream, we the people have a daily responsibility to function and actually participate in this sacred and unique experiment in self-government by putting pressure, polite yet pressure, on our elected employees, admitting that they are indeed our elected employees, and in the absence of we the people pressure, we the people monitoring and demanding, i.e. the Tea Party. I mean, the Tea Party is demonized because we the people demanded accountability from our elected employees. It can't get any sicker than that. But the real guilt rests on those Americans who do not call their senator, do not call their congressman, do not communicate with their mayor and their governor. The real guilt is the apathy and the sheep-like misbehavior of so many Americans that will fall for the hands up, don't shoot lie, and they may as well just say bend over, don't spank. It's all a lie, and it's a direct result of so many people in America not giving a damn about using the freedoms that the military heroes have provided at such great cost and sacrifice so that we can earn our own way, we can keep what we earn, and we can inspire others to earn their own way by not enslaving them with handouts and the welfare boogie. So the now, for example, you played Stranglehold. Stranglehold, I wrote 41 years ago. It's celebrating our 40th year of my first solo album, where everybody in the music business, Alex, told me, well, you know, Ted, the feedback guitar, that's not cool anymore. And you'll need a keyboard, and you'll need some pop songs. You need to have a pop song. You need some background singers, and you need more harmonies. And I said, I can't say on the Alex Jones radio show what I said, but it was a Detroit colloquialism that is a basic door slamming in your face. And I continued to make the music that the people that I played 350 nights a year in front of responded to enthusiastically. And when I travel today, it's not just a Stranglehold musical statement. It's a Stranglehold, I stand up for what I believe in. I still believe in the American dream. I still believe in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Golden Rule, and the Ten Commandments. And it is alive and well across this country, but because at least 55% of Americans don't give a damn, we've got a gang, we've got criminals running our government, our media, and our academia, and they do not reflect the positive, law-abiding spirit of good Americans everywhere. You come to my Facebook with 22.5 million people, you get the occasional freak. That's a good word that you choose. They are freaks. If you don't think venison is food, you're a freak. If you don't think Thanksgiving is celebrating the annual harvest of billions and billions of renewable wildlife resources, you're a freak. If you don't believe in the right to keep and bear arms and the instinct of self-defense, you're a freak.
Absolutely.
You should immediately move to Cuba, where all your freak ideas are already policy.
Ted Nugent.
So this is not a Ted hunch or an Alex hunch. It's a we the people reality. And if you're not involved in this experiment in self-government, you're a punk.
Something I've been saying for 20 years that I now want to basically amend is that I would always explain to people, look, the Second Amendment is about the right to keep and bear arms, defend us from a tyrannical government or from thugs or criminals. Everybody would obsess about hunting and our rights to hunting, but now I get it.
It has nothing to do with hunting.
Exactly. And of course, that's something we say all the time, it's true. But I get why they're trying to restrict hunting, why they're trying to demonize it, why they banned it in most areas of Europe and the U.K., is because that is a normal human culture and a normal human instinct, and it's very enlightening and empowering, and you get high from it because it's something you're meant to do. Like a dog gets excited when it chases a rabbit. We're meant to be hunters. It's a bonding experience for men and women. They're trying to kill our culture. So it is about hunting, even though the Second Amendment isn't. Hunting supports it and supports the Second Amendment. That's why we've got to defend it. But
you're absolutely correct. You can hear all the liberal anti-gunners and anti-freedom freaks. Every time they bring up gun rights, they always reference, well, if you have a gun that's proper for sporting purposes, we can see the ownership of sporting purpose firearms. But wait a minute. As if our founding fathers were worried about sport after they left the tyranny of King George.
Well, they had the war over not turning the guns in. I mean, the war was over them coming for the guns. That's my next question.
Sure.
Obama says he's going to use executive action to come after the guns. They're already doing it all over the country under the table, going after Social Security recipients' guns. I mean, that's mainstream news. We broke that. People didn't believe it till Fox News had it a week later. They may push too far. They clearly want to start a civil war. How do we walk that line and not let them push us into violence, but at the same time stand up for our rights? How far do you think they may go?
Well, they'll go as far as we allow them. And once again, that brings my main point of the apathy. Right now, I got to tell you, Alex, I hear a lot of squawking from petty individuals. No, I'm not a member of the NRA because they didn't call me back. I'm not a member of the NRA because they didn't help my uncle when he got caught drunk with a shotgun. You know, if you're not a member of the National Rifle Association, Barack Obama loves you. And if you're not a member of the National Rifle Association, you have no voice in the battle for freedom. Because when it gets right down to it, it is the NRA and the members of the NRA who stopped the attempt to ban 223, 5.56 ammo. When Barack Obama was doing double back flips, trying trying to ban the most powerful, the most popular round. It's not powerful at all. The most popular round in America, and it was the NRA members that went, "No way, punk," and we stopped him. So they, the anti-gunners, would turn us into Cuba tonight if they could. And they've already done it in Massachusetts, Maryland, Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, New York. It's just criminal. The flagrant infringement, that's a constitutional violation in all those states I just mentioned, where you can't keep or bear jack squat. And that's because not enough citizens in those states stood up to the tyrannical outrage of Cuomo and even Chris Christie and certainly the governors before them. But those five states, Massachusetts, Maryland, Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, they don't have Second Amendments.
Well, Alex, I mean, look at the governor of New York saying, if you're pro-gun, get out of the state. If you're pro-life, get out of the state. These are fundamentally gangster thugs who all have bodyguards but want us to be disarmed. And I've got to be honest with you, Ted, they're moving quicker, and I've been the alarmist all these years, than even I thought they would. They seem so arrogant, so aggressive, and I just hope people realize the L.A. Times announced yesterday they're going to close half the roads and make them for driverless cars, and they admitted in the article to make traffic worse, and they use the Cloward and Piven term to nudge you into getting out of your car, and they admit to make you use their mass transit. I mean, these people are the most sickening control freaks, and that's the problem with Americana, John Wayne, mom and apple pie type people, is we're too proud and we're too cool to get aggressive. We don't want power. We got our own lives. We want to be left alone. We don't get in our neighbor's business. We try to stay out of the way of control freaks. It's time to get aggressive like you've done in these people's faces. They're not going away. We've got to stop complying. There's an article out of Pittsburgh where it was a barbershop, 40-year-old barbershop. They send a feminist in to say, cut my hair, do my curls. They said, ma'am, we don't do that. We only, you know, trim short hair. She went, had the city fine them for discrimination. It's not discrimination. You know, it's like saying if a woman came in and said, give me a vasectomy at a doctor's office, and they said, well, ma'am, we only do that on people that have, you know, testicles. I mean, I hate to talk like that. The guest earlier made the point, it'd be like if you had a Chevy and brought it and told a Ford shop, you know, to put Ford parts on it. Sorry, we don't do Chevy parts. I mean, they banned brown bags in Seattle, saying they're racist. I mean, these people want to control reality. They are a group of cult leaders. I'm sorry, Alex, I'm ranting.
The examples you bring up, I could just gag laughing, except it's so cruel. It's so real. And let's just jettison now to the forefront of freedom. I moved to Texas 13 years ago because Michigan turned into a suburb of Chicago.
Ugh.
The laws up there, I can't even have an uncased firearm in my truck on my farm. I'm not allowed in Michigan to have an uncased bow. My bow and arrow has to be completely enclosed in a case when it's on my four-wheeler or in my truck anywhere in Michigan, Alex. And I could go on and on. While all my friends across America are hunting doves on Labor Day, in Michigan, they're flying all over the place. Michigan produces more doves than all the quail, pheasant, woodcock, and grouse combined. You can hunt all of those four species, but mourning doves are against the law to hunt in Michigan. I felt like I had landed in Cuba. But let's jump right to the last best place, Texas. I have undying reverence for the great heroes of law enforcement, especially in our fish and game here in Texas Parks and Wildlife. What a great bunch of men and women. What a great job we've done in Texas managing our wildlife to be the healthiest, most flourishing wildlife ever. Yet, in Texas, the Texas Parks and Wildlife are going to a private ranch in Texas that has a breeder whitetail operation and with a bunch of armed law enforcement members, they are going to pull another Waco, another Ruby Ridge, and they are going to force the slaughter of a private herd of whitetails, not in Massachusetts, not in Illinois, not in Michigan, in Texas, Alex, under the guise of the CWD, chronic wasting disease scam, and they came in and they forced the owners of the ranch out of their own home and off the property. They forced all the employees off the property. And at gunpoint, the way I understand it, at gunpoint, Texas Parks and Wildlife is threatening to slaughter a private herd of white-tailed deer. They've already forced a bunch of other ones to slaughter their own property, Alex, and then when they did the test, none of the deer had the disease.
Exactly. Let's expand on that. There is a move for urban hunting with bows because in Travis County, they'll spend thousands of dollars per deer to load them up when they're overpopulated in cages and fly them out to
West Texas.
To die. Why not bring in urban hunting and use this resource?
Like they do in about 40 other states because it's already been proven. I'm going to tell you, I love Texas, but we ain't perfect yet. So I'm giving a call to the great Governor Abbott, Mr. Greg Abbott. I'm giving a call out to my elected employees in Texas. Stop the Texas Parks and Wildlife chronic wasting disease scam. It is a scam because somebody on the Wildlife Commission doesn't like deer breeders. I've got the proof. And if we, the people in Texas, allow another Waco, a deer version of Waco, where it, even citizens, Alex, are being threatened if they interfere with the government coming in and slaughtering private wildlife.
It sets a very dangerous precedent. They want a monopoly over these resources, and meanwhile there's just deer all over the place in cities with no predators, overpopulated, stumbling around starving to death. Bow hunting should be brought in immediately. We'll be back, final segment with Ted Nugent.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We brought the fourth hour back, co-hosted by myself, a lot of times by my other anchors and hosts here at the InfoWars News Center. That fourth hour is coming up. If your station would like to pick it up, certainly direct them to it. InfoWars.com, of course, is the news website. Final segment with the Motor City Madman of Liberty, Hair on Fire, Ted Nugent. And in the 5 minutes we've got left, I tell you, you got to hear the behind-the-scenes conversations. You were getting into getting tough and what the candidates need to do and some of the articles you've got coming out. So, Ted Nugent, tell us about that. Repeat what you said to me off air.
Well, everybody paying attention. There's a bunch out there. I travel all over the country, Alex. In every restaurant, every airport, every hunting camp. I mean, I just got another letter, and I get hundreds a year from an entire group of U.S. military commandos over in Afghanistan that are doing a bunch of, you know, they're putting their lives on the line every day. And I put their letter on my Facebook, and it represents the pulse of America, especially those that are at the top of our species, the warriors, the guys in the, on the front lines of the war on terror, thanking me for using the freedoms that their buddies died to provide. So they support me because I am radical. An experiment in self-government is radical. To dare call us we the people is radical. To demand that we have the right to keep and bear arms, that's radical in a world of tyranny and dictators and tyrants and Idi Amins and punks all around the globe.
Kim Jong Un.
Of course we're radical. What the Founding Fathers did was radical. Rosa Parks was radical. If you're not radical, you're a sheep. And what I'm finding is that more and more people are being angered because the only guy that's really acting radical and standing up in a culture war fight is Donald Trump and Ted Cruz to a great part. Ted Cruz is a great man, and Rick Perry's a great man, but Donald Trump is the only guy calling a spade, and representing the frustration and the heartbreak at the corruption and the power abuse running amok in our government and media and academia. So everybody out there right now, the best thing you can do is be a member of the NRA, get everybody in your family and at work and at your hunting camp. You got to be National Rifle Association members. You have to communicate with your elected officials. I write some bold pieces every week for WND.com, WorldNet Daily, DailyCaller.com, even DeerAndDeerHunting.com, and about 20 sporting and conservation publications. But I don't need to do any of this, Alex. I could just go hunting and go play my guitar and teach my grandkids.
But you've got to defend. You've got an instinct to not want to be a slave. And you were telling me you're surprised if these news pieces don't get you a knock at your door. I know this. The NRA was founded to train Northerners how to shoot and arm blacks that have been newly freed. It's had some bad leadership before, but since you got on the board, it's made a really good turn. Since Gunners of America put pressure on them, it's made a really good turn. And if it wasn't for the NRA and what you've done and others, like Gun Owners of America, we would have already lost the Second Amendment. We're one of the only countries that still has it, the right to keep and bear arms. And then they act like we're not coming for your guns when they are coming for our guns because they have an instinct to want to dominate men and to want to break the will of America. The parasites that have taken over hate the strength of this country, even though they're living off of it. They're going to be their own doom if they succeed. Ted Nugent, we got 45 seconds. What's your bottom line?
Bottom line is we the people have a responsibility, a moral and intellectual and spiritual obligation to participate in the sacred experiment of self-government. There are heroes of the military dying so that we can. How dare we not do so? I want to salute OperationFinallyHome.org for helping the heroes of the military. And remember, freedom is not free. Get engaged, demand accountability, and join the NRA. That is the first step to taking this country back.
Well, Ted Nugent, thank you for coming on the broadcast, and you told us you'll come back on a routine basis. We'll continue to track your stories at WND.com, Daily Caller, when they're linked up at DrudgeReport.com. Fourth hour coming up, InfoWars.com. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. This is the revolution against tyranny. This is 1776.
CNLive.com today. Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.